Well, time now to hear from Alex Goldberg, who, when he's not based at the University of Surrey working as their Jewish chaplain or engaging with politicians and business discussing interfaith relations, he's been rather busy training to be a rabbi. Well, how does one train to be a rabbi? Why and how does it all work? Well, the Jewish festival of Passover begins on Friday, and it's the subject of the third in an occasional audio diary series here on Sunday Breakfast, as Alex shares his rabbi school diaries.
It is the end of term at Montefiore College. It has been hard for students and staff at the college to come to terms with the passing of the college principal, Dinah Moore. He was an expert in the area of kashrut, Jewish dietary laws, and his very first job was supervising the main UK producer of kosher for Passover, matzah, unleavened bread. So perhaps it was fitting that our last lesson of the term was on the Passover dietary laws. We are told, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread, matzah. You shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eat leavened bread, their soul shall be cut off from Israel. In order to not have souls being cut off by the way of accident, such as perhaps leaving your biscuit down the back of the sofa, we sell our leavened bread, biscuits and cereal-based items to someone outside the faith. This is done usually by appointing your local rabbi to be your agent and having them selling it on your behalf. We're taught all about the format of the contracts the rabbis use, and look at some of the contracts. Weetabix in Biblical Hebrew makes us laugh for some reason. In the future, this might be us who are handling these contracts. Lesson over, we go home to prepare for Passover. This means cleaning out our kitchens, our homes, putting away our crockery and cutlery that has touched leavened bread, and bringing out the Passover plates. There are never enough glasses for some reason. Other tasks include ensuring students at Surrey have somewhere to go for the two Seder nights, the special Passover meals, and doing the Passover shop for special kosher for Passover food. It is whilst walking down an aisle with a supermarket trolley logjam that my thoughts wander. My mind wanders to those who have used the biblical imagery of Passover and the Exodus to promote the powerful ideals of freedom, liberation and redemption. Martin Luther King's final speech comes to mind. He talks about being Moses on a mountaintop and being able to see the Promised Land. And prophetically, he tells the people listening to them that he may not get there with them, but they will make it. My daughter passes me unleavened bread, and I am back in the supermarket. The company did not have time to change the packaging. Under the supervision of Diana Moore, our late principal. Another who said he may not get there, but we will make it. I smile and move on down the aisle.
Alex Goldberg with another instalment of his rabbi school diaries. Reverend Martin Paul is here.